The head of the University of Nevada, Reno, says the school is accomplishing a number of growth-related goals, while at the same time working to address recent incidents involving white nationalism. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano reports.
A little more than 50 people welcomed Mark Johnson to the stage as the UNR president delivered the school's annual State of the University address. However, the talk comes as white supremacy propaganda and safety concerns arise among students. Addressing the recent campus climate survey results, where a large segment of women, people of color, and members of the LGBTQ+ community say they feel significantly less comfortable with the overall campus environment. He says the school needs to do more to ease concerns.
A significant portion of our students and employees do not have a sense of belonging here. Our administration will develop programs to enhance awareness of these issues.
Currently, UNR students, faculty, and community members have created an open letter denouncing hate and criticizing the administration's actions on recent white supremacy acts on campus. The letter has close to 900 signatures. Johnson said as an institution, they are standing against bigotry, racism, and hate. The university has also experienced rapid growth over the last decade, increasing to 21,000 students, while at the same time achieving an 18-to-1 student-faculty ratio. But some want to see more diversity among faculty. Haley Summers works with the school's student government as the coordinator for democratic engagement.
Getting to 1-to-18 teacher-student ratio is a great achievement, but really getting in more diverse faculty, especially women and black women, to get into our faculty positions is really one of the biggest areas of need.
Moving forward, the university plans to continue campus expansion and community college collaborations to build pathways to four-year degrees. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.